Thanks for tuning in to WNKU this morning. I'm Elaine Deal, and it's my great pleasure to be joined in the studio this morning. Jane Sachs out of Dayton, Ohio, got up early. She's playing on Fountain Square this afternoon. She was nice enough to come in and talk with us a little bit, play a couple of songs, let you know what you're going to hear when you head on down to Fountain Square. Hop in your car and listen to Jane while you're on your way down to hear her along with the Clayzels, the Acoustic Thursday Lunch. Jane, you got a couple of tunes for us this morning?
I do. Thanks for having me here this morning. Yeah, the first one I want to do is called She's Away, and I just want to quickly say this is about a friend of mine, Kimberly Rogers, who died a handful of years ago. And Kimberly designed our CD Sutures, and she was an artist, a designer. She was all about color, and I hope that she would have liked this. This is called She's Away. Are you chasing satellites? Making bets with all the colors that you can name them. Are you filling in the light? Streak across the universe with them. It's not an ordinary day. She's away. Are you filling in the stars from where you are, giving up a view? And it's so hard to believe, for me it never was for you. It's not an ordinary day. She's away. Like a one-off, she's away. Like a fade, she's away. Like a flame that might be back in someday, yeah. She's away, like the way that the day will never be ordinary. When I first met those purple eyes, I never knew purple eyes that could wrap themselves around the dark and congratulate all my parts in your words and your words and your words and your words and the colors that I heard. Thanks for the introduction to not an ordinary day. She's away, like a one-off, she's away. Like a fade, she's away. Like a flame that might be back in someday, yeah. She's away, like the way that the day will never be ordinary. And she says, come what may, it's alright. She says, come what may, it's alright. She says, come what may, there's beauty in each and every unordinary. You can find it in the most unordinary day. Like a one-off, she's away. Like a fade, she's away. Like a flame, might be back in someday. You might be back someday. Won't be an ordinary day. She's away.
Our guest in the studio this morning is Jane Sachs out of Dayton, Ohio. She's here because she'll be performing on Fountain Square in, oh gosh, about 2 hours. About 12:35 is when you go on today.
Yeah.
great. And that song came from the Jane Sachs Band album, Sutures. It was about your friend who did the artwork, which I just happen to have right here in my hand.
It's not actually on the CD yet. It was not recorded yet.
But she did the artwork on this album.
She did the artwork, yeah. She was wonderful.
Yeah. And this album is the first one that you released as the Jane Sachs Band. The others are just under your name, is that correct?
That might be the one that has the Jane Sachs Band on it, the word band.
The word band,
yeah,
right, the same guys.
Oh my gosh, my guys have been, we've been together for, I think, going on 18 years. We started out with a CD called Phase Flower that was released, I believe, back in 95 or 96. Those guys are great.
Do you perform more as a solo artist these days or with the band?
These days I have been. Mm-hmm. I had a bad injury for a while that took me off stage totally and took me away from doing band shows. And I'm kind of just now getting back into it with some solo stuff. And we'll be back out there as a band.
You look great. You feel good?
I do.
Good.
I'm over it. I'm over it. It was a bad thing, but I'm doing a lot better.
Probably won't be audience surfing yet today.
I don't know. Square. If someone stands close enough, I might lean really far out and
there you go.
Do a little stage dive.
Go down to Fountain Square and help Jane with her therapy and lift her through the 90-degree heat. Oh, hands up high. You've also been busy raising a family.
I have been. I have a 10-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. And those are the best songs I've ever written are those two kids. So.
That's interesting because some people say it's hard to write songs once you're happy.
Well, the kids, I'm saying I produced them like they were the best songs I've ever written.
Oh.
But no, it gave me total writer's block, and I don't write usually from a place of joy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
In that sense, no, they have not. And having kids has not inspired me one bit. To write.
Yeah, plus there's that physical exhaustion thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your songs are not for the faint of heart. I mean, you really tap into some deep and powerful emotions, and you don't shy away from the rough stuff. So I can see where the happiness thing could be a problem.
Yeah, being happy just kills the career.
It does, but you know, if you have some good kids, it's all worthwhile. And I have older kids, so I can tell you, eventually you get that time back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then they leave you, and you just, all you do is write bigger checks. Now, I understand that you actually have a degree in broadcast journalism.
I do.
And you did some time as a television reporter.
I did. Imagine that.
Well, I think you'd be good at it.
Oh, well, I do like to research.
Yeah.
It did help me be able to perform, standing in front of a camera and doing live stuff, thinking on your feet. It has helped. And I do believe that your steps that you take in life lead you to, you know, everything helps. Every step is a helping hand in a way. I believe that. It's been that way for me anyway. So, yeah, television was fun.
Any dreams or plans of ever going back into the journalism gig?
I would love to write and produce documentaries one day, but I would never go back into television. You know, that daily grind, it's hard.
Yeah.
I enjoyed doing special reports where I could research something for several weeks and then put it together. There's not much of that going on, especially with local news, you know, anymore, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of it for a while. But yeah, documentaries one day, maybe, if I ever got funding for it.
And you could do the soundtracks for them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you formally trained or all self-taught or a mixture?
I am not trained at all. And I don't know what I'm playing. It's been hard for my bandmates because I'll write a song and they'll say, well, what key is it in? Well, you know, I know basic chords, but if there's anything weird in the song, I have no idea. We always depend on Steve Annette and our guitar player to sort of figure out what something is. And he's definitely much more technically inclined than we are, and especially me. I'm really bad at it.
How long have you been playing guitar?
Maybe since I was 18, so what, 2 years?
I was going to say one. So you just got a guitar, picked it up, and just found some chords and started singing?
I started playing, actually, when I was a kid in summer camp. So, but that wasn't a serious thing. But at 18, I started, I picked it up, and I started writing a little bit back then. And then went to college and forgot about it for a long time throughout my television career, and picked it back up when I was 30 and started writing songs seriously then. Mm-hmm. So it was later in life for me.
Which came first for you, guitar playing, singing, or songwriting, or did they all kind of converge at the same time?
Well, as a kid, I used to sing a lot, and I would make up my own words to songs that were already copyrighted. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I remember my sister in the back seat saying, "You can't do that.
You can't do that, Jane. You'll get arrested."
Yeah, yeah, she's really bossy. She's my older sister. She's my only sister, my older one. And she was bossing me around back then. And I said, "Why can't you? Why can't you put your own words to something?" I didn't understand. But anyway, so I guess I started singing and writing a little bit back then, if you want to consider that. And then later in life, I think when I picked up guitar again, it all sort of came together.
And you've always done original music.
I have.
I met Jane a few years ago at an event, and my band was playing, and I invited Jane to get up and do a song with us, and she looked at me blankly and said, "I don't know anyone else's songs." And I thought, wow, how did you learn how to sing that way? She really, didn't grow up trying to sing like Linda Ronstadt or Carole King or any of those people.
No, actually, now that you mention it, I was in a band in college. We were called Small Shoes. I think that was a play off of Little Feet, I joined the band. It was already formed. And we did do cover stuff. So you mentioned, when you said Linda Ronstadt, yeah, we did do a Ronstadt tune. Yeah. But then we started doing some originals that I had written. But no, for the most part, no. Lately, I've been doing a Leonard Cohen original. He's my absolute favorite songwriter. Mm-hmm. I love him, and I've been doing one of his songs. And I've been fortunate enough to see him twice on his world tours that he's done in the last few years. I mean, the man's, I think, 78 now, and I get to see him again in November.
Oh, great.
So I'm so excited.
Great. And you are the winner of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest.
You're hitting it all this morning, aren't you?
You're not the only one who can research, Missy. What was that award for? It sounds really prestigious.
Well, it was a great honor. I had written a song called Twisted Ballerina. Mm-hmm. And entered it into the rock category because of the production is very heavy on that song. And they switched it to pop, which really surprised me. And it took first place in the pop category. And Twisted Ballerina is a song that's traveled ever since then. That was in 06 or 07. And it's traveled the globe, literally, raising awareness about child sexual abuse. And to this day, I still get emails from people who've just heard the song, and that was their background, and they're thanking me for it. And that was an unbelievable validation as a songwriter to write a song that has moved people.
Yeah.
And I think it was very brave of the Lennon people to put that song first in the pop category. It was brave of them. It has a strong message.
That's great. And then most recently, you've done some music for a web series. Tell me what a web series is.
Well, your friend and mine, Karen, introduced me to this series called Venice. And it's a series that you sign up for before the season starts, and you pay. It's not a lot of money, but you pay, and then you watch it at your computer. And it's this particular series is a once a week thing. And they picked a song called Freaky Broken, and it aired in this last season. And that's fun. It's fun to, I got my first royalty check.
All right.
Okay, so get this.
Where are we going to lunch?
what can we get for $6.31?
A cup of coffee and change.
Yeah. You know, and I should frame that like, okay, this is the music business. This is $6.31, but I'm going to cash that sucker.
You should cash that.
Yeah,
that's your money.
I am.
Well, that's great. I'm going to give you a second to check your tuning because it's so hot outside. Jane was concerned that perhaps the guitar coming in here into the air-conditioned studio would do some little funky tuning things. While she does that, I'll remind you again that you're listening to Jane Sachs. She's based out of Dayton, Ohio. She does have a wonderful website, janesachs.com. It's JAYNESACHS.com. You can check out her dates, read her blog, read some biomaterial, find out how you can purchase her CDs. There are four of them, or five?
There are five CDs, out. We're working on the sixth.
Okay. Any idea when that'll be ready?
Oh my gosh, no.
No? Okay, that's cool. That's, you know, that's the great thing about being an independent artist.
Yeah, it takes forever. Yes. We're all raising kids. Mm-hmm. We had a studio in Dayton that we recently had to give up. So who knows? I think what we might do, and I'm probably taking up too much of your time this morning, but what we might do, and I think it's a really cool idea, is to record things in a very lo-fi way and offer them one song a week for, you know, 25 weeks or 30 weeks and pull some stuff out from way back when. So that might be what we do versus release a full CD.
There are so many different ways now that people are getting music out, and it's creative and it's interesting and it's very exciting, and we wish you nothing but the best with it. Jane will be performing this afternoon on Fountain Square. She goes on about 12:30. Music begins at 11:45 with the Clayzels. We're going to hear a cut from them in just a minute. And Jane, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
early. I don't get a lot of guests because people don't like to sing at 10 o'clock in the morning, but you sound great, and I'm hoping you've got another tune for us.
I do, and I mentioned Karen, your friend and mine, and so she has requested this song a few times in the past. So hi, Karen, this is for you. This is called If I Were You. Forget everything I heard yesterday, and if I were you, I'd love me anyway. Then we not come undone, together forever. If I were the sun, I'd wake you up early. I'd get way under your skin, but you'd welcome me in. Then I'd be you. I'd forget everything I heard yesterday, and if I were you, I'd love me anyway. Then we not come undone, together forever. If I were you, I'd love me. If I were you, I'd love me, I'd love me. And at least I'd forgive me, 'cause I'm sorry for words that I sometimes say when they fly out of my mouth that way. And I'm sorry for nights that don't seem to end when we fight, and I'm sorry all over again. And I'm sorry when I can't say that I'm sorry. I'm stupid, we're stubborn, it's a part of me that I'm sorry to say. I won't be changing today. So I'm sorry for you, so sorry for me. When we come undone, if I were you, I'd love me. If I were you, I'd love me, I'd love me, I'd love me, I'd love me. If I were you, I'd love me. If I were you.
You've been listening to Jane Sachs from Dayton, Ohio. She's in town today to perform on Fountain Square. So what you need to do right now is get some carry-out food. Take it over to Fountain Square. The music begins at 11:45 with the Clayzels. And Jane, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the invitation. You guys, I love NKU. I listen to your show.
And you get us better now, right?
All the time. Oh, 105.9. I love it. I love it. And I want to thank Brian O'D and Deborah Randall. And you play our stuff a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, we don't play it because it's local. We play it because it's good. So even when you're a big famous person, we'll still play you. We'll just have been the first.
Maybe I'll get a check for a little bit more than 631.
And then we'll have that lunch.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let Jane go and get over to soundcheck. Thanks so much. She's performing today with the Clayzels.